What's up, party people?
Welcome back to another episode of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
I'm Vi.
And I'm Aria. And this is episode 9, 10.
Is it 9? Yeah. I thought it was 10. So I'm like,
it could be 10. It could be 9. We don't know.
Unsure. One of those of season 2. You're here. Thank you. Okay. So Never mind. I was going to go right into the topic because I'm so excited to talk about this. Because like,
me too.
There's tea to
dish out. I've been talking about this all day, honestly. Like, anytime in my free time, I've been discussing with people.
It's like, my mind was blown. I'm sitting at the edge of my freaking seat, but I'm going to put y'all on the edge of your fucking seat because we need to talk about the wine of the episode real quick. Okay. So this week's wine of the episode is a rosé.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That is
outlandish. Some crazy shit right there.
Rosé? Yeah. For me, especially, like for us especially, we're not rosé folk.
No, we're not. I think after Chardonnay, rosé might be the next hated wine our taste buds.
Okay. Get this. This is a Chardonnay grape rosé.
Puppy, what the fuck?
I had no idea. Okay, but okay. So it's a local wine. It's a local winery. They're based out of New Jersey. I saw them at a farmer's market yesterday. Picked up a bottle of rosé because I'm like, support local businesses.
Yes.
We have to. And I have to tell you guys, it is a good wine. I'm enjoying it. I know.
You like
weird.
Your Chardonnay grape rosé?
Okay. There's a very intended question mark there. And it's like, I mean this well. When we think rosé, we think actual rosé. We're not thinking pink wine. This is a pink wine.
Oh.
Yeah. So it is definitely, it says rosé wine. And like, I think they might have made it the same way rosés are made. They also added a shit ton of sugar. Yeah. And like, it still has, like, you know how like when you drink Chardonnay, when you're just taking that sip, it like, or like taking, like, even if you like try to, you're trying to kill your Chardonnay, say, tastes like alcohol. It like literally tastes disgusting. Yeah. It still tastes disgusting when you're trying to take bigger sips.
Oh, interesting. You know, I actually had a really sweet Chardonnay the other day, and it like kind of confused me because at first sip, it tasted like a Riesling, and then as it like went down, it started tasting like a Chardonnay, and I was like,
"Oh yeah,
you were so good at the beginning, and now you're so bad.
cheating,
like you." I was so like misleading because I was like, "Oh wait, maybe I like Chardonnay." Psych. I hate them. I only liked it because it tasted like a Riesling.
It's because they added sugar, bro. That's what I'm saying. So this one, like, you can definitely, like, you know the fucking burning sensation of Chardonnay? That's there. And, like, it made so much sense to me. But I'm like, I like it because it's sweet. It's, like, easy to drink. It's, like, like a really sweet, like, more heavy body.
Heavy body.
Heavy body. We have to do the thing. But no, it's definitely that. But like, it's because it's a Chardonnay rosé, it's like, meh. But the reason I'm calling it a pink wine is because it's definitely one of those like the bachelorette wines where you're like picking out the wine name with the girls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, this is what they're going to be drinking. 3.7.
That's a good segue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but too bad you didn't finish the wine of the episode.
I'll bring it back. But 3.7 on what's it called, Vivino. It's actually surprising it's on fucking Vivino.
3.7, wait, that's like pretty good for a Chardonnay rosé.
Yeah, well, it's exactly what people are buying it for, you know. They're like, ooh, pink wine, yummy. There are taste characteristics. I do not agree with any of it. Stone truffle. They're getting stone / truffle from it.
What does that mean? Wait, what was last week's? Last week there was some weird mineral.
Mineral.
It was like mineral, right?
What? Slate. It was slate.
Oh my God, yeah, the slate mineral.
What the frick are you talking about? I don't understand.
Okay, but so anyways. This tastes what, white? What did you say?
They're saying like stone fruitish. What the fuck is like a peach? Plum? Plum. I'm getting plum. I can get plum from okay. this. You know what? Like tart at the end? Mm-hmm. It makes you hurt. Like like a Chardonnay. Yeah, that's
what it is. Chardonnay.
Citrus fruit notes. And these are all just one mentions each. So.
Okay. So the notes are questionable.
Your girl's a new wine because it's obviously local. So I don't know if a lot of people have access to it. But hey. Support local. This is a solid yes. wine. We picked it up to watch an episode of The Bachelorette. So hey. I was not even lying in that statement. But
that was a good episode to have some wine with. I wish I had wine when I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
I was drinking some iced coffee.
Oh, man. I could not put my glass down during that fight, dude.
Dude, it was crazy. All right. Let's just get into it.
Let's just do it.
Let's just get into it. So so last week, Bubby and I talked about The Bachelor, and we said that our predictions were Greg, and we were completely wrong. So I'm going to put in a new prediction for she does not get engaged to anyone, mm-hmm. or she ends up with Blake. Because I feel like, who's Justin? You know, Justin's like, can you believe he made it to the top two? Like, I bet he can't even believe it. He made it to the top two. No.
He's also not acting. Like, he was very much not acting like he was in the top Mm-mm. two. Like, top three.
Dude, his parents didn't even come to hometown.
Yeah. And, like, he was like, they couldn't make it. 100% his parents were like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah, his parents were like, no.
No. I don't care if I'm being flown out to fucking New Mexico. I'm not coming to waste my time. To meet some yeah. girl and act like everything's fine and dandy or you're gonna get married. What? No.
Oh my god, wait. Side note, this is not part of the actual episode topic, but for Blake's hometown, like his parents were like, his mom especially was like asking about like their like chemistry, and then Blake was like, yeah, the physical stuff is like totally there, or like something like that. And yeah. then I was just like, I can't imagine like sitting down on a couch and then having my parents ask me about the chemistry that I have with my boyfriend, and then me being like, yeah, it's there. The physical chemistry is there. Like, I don't know. Like, I was like trying to think about my friend was being stupid, and then she like tagged me in something on Facebook that was like, oh, apply for the next season of The Bachelor, and then they were like, tag your friends who we should like interview, and so they tagged me. Obviously we didn't do anything with it, but then I was like thinking, like, imagine if I was on the show. Like, I could not go through any of this God. stuff. Like, I couldn't.
No, because it's like, I mean, I guess this episode also completely told us that the whole thing is so, like, contractual and so, like, on script and on brand. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be a certain person the entire time. It's not really, like, if you're looking for love, then great. You'll try to find it. But, like, you got to put your love aspirations on the side to just finish the show fucking off. Like, mm-hmm. there's
– yeah.
Okay, before we get into that, I do also fucking Justin's two friends showing up weird. Oh my God, yeah. Who is that man? I don't understand. Balake can choke. I don't think she's gonna end up with a donut. That is his new name. Blake doesn't exist. It's Balake.
I thought maybe Balake, if she does end up choosing someone, because Justin is not an option. He's just not a viable option. I feel like they don't know each other. They just like didn't show enough screen time for that to even be a possibility for the show. So she either ends up with no one, or it'll be Blake. Because you know how like Tayshia threw us off when she picked Zach after Brendan left?
Yeah.
Like that was like kind of confusing to me. And then I'm also a little bit worried about my judgment in men's characters, because I was rooting for both Brendan and Greg, and they both were just not it.
Mm-mm.
So what does that say about me and my judgment of people?
Okay, I think we were just going off of, we didn't really know much about Greg until this last episode. We really just knew sweet guy, he is very sentimental, really likes Katie, and they have kick-ass chemistry.
Their chemistry is really there, and I think that was the selling factor, because like, even though I loved Andrew S and I loved Connor and like Michael A, like I love those people so much, and I think overall, like if I had to like pick, like judge people's like character, I think I like those people a lot better than I like Greg as a person.
Oh yeah.
But I liked how Greg and Katie were interacting more, and that's why I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think Andrew S. is, like, phenomenal. When he was just like, bro, Katie can make judgments on her own, I was like, yes, yes. Where are more people like this?
Oh, my gosh. That's what I was saying. I was like, that farewell, like, them saying bye was huge. I think that was a huge moment. I'm also fucking pissed that, like, whenever she was talking to Caitlin at the end there, she was like, Greg left, Michael A. left. Like, what do I do now? I'm like, where is your Andrew S. shout out? Where is it? Right?
I want justice for Andrew S.
I don't.
Yeah. I think, like, what honestly, if it was up to me, he'd be my number one because he was just, like, so, like, I don't know. I just really like him. He's just perfect.
Very emotionally mature, unlike cough, cough, your fucking bitch from this episode. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Let's just get into it. So, for those of you who have not seen the latest episode of The Bachelor, you should probably see it. If you haven't been on the internet, I'm surprised. But if you have, you probably know what happened already.
One, I'm surprised. How are you doing this? How are you on Spotify?
Are you well? Are you okay?
But okay. You were saying, sorry.
Yeah. So this week was Katie's hometown. As we all know from, like, the promo, some shit was going to go down with her and Greg. And so what had happened was... They had Greg's hometown. Everything was nice and dandy. They had a great date. And then the family portion also went really well. Like, Greg was just, like, telling his family, like, oh, my God, like, she's the one. Like, I'm going to marry her. Like, it's me and her at the end of the day. And then – so that was all fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. And then he had a conversation with Katie afterwards where he just, like, literally gushed his heart out. And I'm not over, like – emphasizing it when I said gush, like, man, was just like, here are all of the emotions that I hold in my heart on a table.
Oh my gosh.
Which was like probably like just like really emotionally taxing on him in itself. But within that emotional dump, he did mention that he was in love with Katie, and then Katie didn't exactly do the best type of response. She was just, like, kind of, like, stared at him for a little bit and was like, I like looking at you. And then that's when Greg just, like, shut the fuck down. And then he never turned on.
Bro, what? I was like, okay, what is the reason she's so silent? I was like, okay, maybe she's thinking. Maybe she's, like, because we've known at this point, like, that she wasn't going to tell anyone that she loves them.
Yes.
And so I'm like, okay, she's thinking. But then this woman just continues staring. And then when he was like, okay, like, what?
Yeah, he was just like, what? Because like she was just staring at him. And then
she's like, I just love looking at you.
And in that moment, I cringed. I cringed so much. I was like, oh no, bro. Katie, that is like, that was not it, Chief. Like, gushed his heart out. And then he said, I like looking at you. It wasn't even a compliment to his personality or anything he said.
My God.
He just said, I like looking at you. And that was
like, it's one thing to not want to say I love you. That's fine. There's so many other things she could have fucking said.
Dude, she's on The Bachelorette. Like, I look at any other episode of The Bachelorette, and there's like a million different ways to say I love you. That's saying I love you. These people are like the kings and queens beating around the goddamn bush.
I don't understand what that was. And I completely concur with him in the sense that she was not her. Like, she was no longer her.
Also really stressed.
Yeah.
It seemed it. Yeah. Like, she seemed really nervous on, like, all of the hometown dates. Mm-hmm. Like, she seemed, like, really, like... Like, I don't know. I noticed this especially on, like, Blake's hometown. Like, she was really putting on a character, being like, oh, like, I'm so bubbly like this. Like, Katie is a really bubbly person, but, like, it just felt, like, a little extra on the hometowns because, like, it is nerve-wracking meeting someone else's parents.
She was very weird with parents and, like, with families. I noticed that. I was like... Whoa, she sucks at code switching.
Yeah.
She sucks at it. Like, it's very strange. Like, she'll turn into, like she's going into an interview. Yeah. It's really weird.
Like, I really like Katie's personality, but, like, when I was watching her hometown dates, I was like, why does this feel a little, like, cringy?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Bro, this man, like, he made the most out of, like, the fucking whatever New Mexico resort that they were in to, like, make it feel like home, like, the basketball thing and, like... Yeah.
He made it rain.
Yeah. Literally, it was so cute and she... I don't fucking know. Okay, that's where she went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like...
But, see, that night, like that portion of the date, I was like, okay, I'm on mm-hmm. Greg's side. Like that was like not a good enough response, obviously. Mm-mm. Like I would have also had my feelings very much hurt if that had happened to me. But when the turntables was when Greg came to Katie's room the next day. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like at this point, Greg had made up his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was just there to get his, like, get in his words and mm-hmm. then dip. Whereas I think Katie, obviously she didn't know that Greg was going to leave. Like she just thought like they had a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And then I think at this point, Katie was trying to understand Greg a little bit more. And granted, even then, her communication was, like, not the best. Like, most of the things she said was just, like, I don't know what to say. But that was also in response to Greg being, like, but you didn't do this. And, like, you shut down. You weren't Katie. Like, and like I guess, like, how do you even respond to that if someone's, like, claiming that you weren't being yourself? And you're, like, I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, I understand, like, first of all, he fucking bombarded her. That was weird. Mm-hmm. What I also, like, I started getting a bad taste in my mouth about Greg the night before when he was like, what? What do you think is the problem? Like, what do you think mm-hmm. I'm upset about?
You know why that would you said think to that? Me? It meant that instead of him wanting to actually communicate his feelings, he wanted Katie to know why he was upset, and he just wanted her to know. And I don't think that's fair to expect from someone.
Oh my god, it like, was we're not... so toxic.
Yeah,
I literally was like, I don't know what, like maybe I don't know if this happened to me in the past. I don't fucking know, but like it hurt me. Like it gave me PTSD, and I was like, what the fuck? Like she knows why. You could just say like what the reason is, and then that's when I was like, I can see this turning into a fight.
Yeah, the way that he handled it was just like not good. Mm-mm. And then when I just got like really like uncomfortable when he like didn't even let Katie explain herself. Oh my any gosh. Time that she did try to explain it, he just shut it down and was like, no, but you did this instead. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, how are we gonna, like, it didn't seem like he was looking for a solution. It seemed like he just was like spiraling, like mm-hmm. literally being like, I'm the victim, like you did this to me, like you didn't hear me out, like I put everything out there for you and you didn't give me anything back. And that was just like the only thoughts that were like replaying into this head. So like no matter what Katie said, I don't think it would have helped.
Oh yeah, 1000%. I think he was literally just trying to hear, I love you, let's go home. Like that's the only thing.
Do you think
thing.
That would have even helped? Because when Katie was just –
oh, that's true.
Because, like, he clearly wanted Katie to say that, like, she loved him.
Yeah.
But then he also came out and said that, I'm not here, for you to say, like, I love you. You just, like, completely, like, mowed over the fact that I, like, put my heart out there. And I was like, okay, so then, like, if you're not asking for her to reciprocate, like, your feelings verbally, what – solution do you want?
I agree. I do understand what you're saying. So like it okay, so then that kind of changes things up, because I'm like, I really thought he only had one goal, and that was to get her to say I love you and leave with him. And if that wasn't achieved, he was gonna go home, like, and he doesn't care, like whatever she says. Also, but I do also want to say that like she didn't say like anything of substance.
Yeah,
which she like,
yeah,
she was just saying, I'm so sorry, I don't know what to say. And like that over and over again. She could have just been like, yo, listen, I have two guys here. I'm on a show. Like at the mm-hmm. end of the day, this is a show. I have to do these things. If you want to stay on the show, stay. I want you to stay on the show. Like it's not just about a rose the next week. When I was saying you're going to be here next week, it means like I want to be with you.
Yeah.
You just have to wait because there's also other men.
You know what I did notice that I found like really triggering? It's that no matter what she said, he was like kind of turning it against her. Like the rose thing, for some example, like Katie was saying like, you're like, I want you here, and mm-hmm. like you're gonna get a rose this week, you're gonna be here till the end, like as a reassurance to be like, I'm thinking end game with you, but I just can't say it right now.
Well,
like I think that was her interpretation of what she was saying. But then he was just like, it's not just about a rose for me, like I'm in this for the end game. Like I'm like, She is too, but you're on a fucking show.
Bro, I was like.
Like, it was so evident that Katie is really only here for Greg. Like,
oh, yeah.
And like, so evident.
The way she cried about it and like the whole thing, it was just like clear. I just think, like, he needs to also acknowledge that he fucking signed contracts so he could be on the show to find love. He's on a fucking reality TV show. If you wanted someone to up and leave, go fall in love with them the normal way or go use a fucking dating app.
Yeah. I literally saw on Twitter, it was that people were like, yeah, I think Greg wanted Katie to pull like a Claire and Dale and just like dip out. But I also saw a TikTok today that was being like, maybe because of the whole Claire and Dale situation, it like kind of changed the game for like Bachelor, Bachelorettes. And so maybe there's like stricter rules now because they don't want to have another like mid-season host like drop.
Oh, 1,000%.
So maybe that's why like Katie was being extra careful about not saying I love you to people because like maybe the producers were just like, let's just hold off on that. I mean, obviously we don't know because we don't know what goes on in the Bachelor that producers.
Makes so much sense.
But I would probably think that they probably have like some type of stricter restrictions after that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Cause it also just doesn't make sense that you feel like at that point, then everyone would just up and leave when they feel like they've found their person. But that's not like the show. They've hired specific people for every single episode. Mm-hmm. Like there's going to be that ring man that comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And like his paycheck is going to be gone if she up and leaves with Greg. Like it's not about the. It's not okay. This show is not about love necessarily. It's about like entertainment. It's about
love in a little bit of a sense, but it's mainly about entertainment. It's the number one priority is entertainment. Like this is a reality TV show. Yeah. Like yeah, if you find love, whoop-de-doo, congratulations. Great. But if not, we're still getting good entertainment out of it.
Bro, Caitlyn is a whole bachelorette and she just got proposed to. This show is barely about love. Like let's be fucking real. You guys got lucky that you fucking found it. But like that doesn't mean she should up and leave at all. Plus like
imagine, she's gotta get her paycheck.
That's what I'm saying. And imagine like you're at work, you're at work every single day and one of your coworkers is like talking to you about happy hour and you're talking in work lingo and then like and then they're like, you're not talking to me like as a friend right now. Like you just need to get out of like work mode and like talk to me as a friend. Like bro, I like spent 8 hours here. Yeah, we're going to happy hour, but like I want to talk in work lingo because that's just who I'm talking to all day.
And
that's
then also, it takes time for months to transition out of it. Like, you know, it's not like a flip of a switch. When you have like a filter on because you're being recorded, the filter's not going to go away just because I'm like being recorded with someone I like.
That's literally, I don't understand how he didn't like give her the benefit of the doubt there because like, she's been the bachelorette for like months at this point. Mm-hmm. Her cameras were always on. Like this woman, like you could see Greg walk in. There was a man behind Katie, like with a fucking camera. Like,
yeah. And then also as the lead, you don't want to like hurt more feelings than you're like, than you have to. Like you definitely have to hurt some feelings when you're the lead. But like maybe Katie was thinking like, oh, in the future, like when, we like watch this back. I don't want people to think that I was just like willy-nilly saying I love you to everyone, you know? I wanted to like maybe she was just looking out for other people's feelings also because she probably does like care for the top four.
Oh, 1,000%. Like and also like their whole families flew out. She's not gonna tell someone she loves them leave when she met Blake and Justin's family the night before.
Like, also, how weird is that like she's like literally like family hopping? That must be such a weird situation to be in, like meeting multiple people's families being like, I could get married to your son when you know well in your head whose son you want to marry.
Yeah, but she has to do it for the show. Like
exactly.
Bro, this okay, the more we talk about it, the more I'm pro Katie anti Greg cuz like
I've been pro Katie since Greg walked in the door and had a terrible conversation in Katie's room because like when I saw Katie like literally like on the ground next to Greg and he didn't even look her in the eye.
That's just embarrassing. I was like, sir,
are you sure you love her?
Bro.
Are you sure you love her?
That's like, he is like, she took on a motherly, fatherly role is what he wants her to fill. He wants to be babied by her, is what I saw.
Red flag was whenever he was just like, I wasn't happy and there was a big hole in my life and Katie fills that hole. I was like, Katie can't fill that hole. You have to fill that hole. You have to go to therapy and you have to fill that hole. Katie can just bring you more happiness, but you should be happy before you get in with Katie. Like, that's the red flag in itself. Like, sir, you cannot count on someone else for happiness. It's 2021. We all know this.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. How many times have we said on the show, your most significant others are not your fucking parents? Like, you don't look for support you look for support, but you're looking for like a helping hand rather than the person that's keeping you afloat.
Yeah. You're looking for a partner. You're not looking for a parent, you know, and those people play very different roles. Your parents, they take care of you. And I'm not saying your partner doesn't take care of you, but they're not like, it's a different kind of take care. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? You need to be able to survive on your own. They're an additional, they just make life easier.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if your partner was not there, you should still be able to go on with life. Yes, you'll be sad that they're not there, but you'll move on. You have to, and your like emotional state should not be so dependent on one person,
bro.
You know, like your world should not be shattered.
Yeah, no. Regardless, that's like, I think this is like, I would almost say that this kind of gets into like fuckboys falling in love, like mentality, just like. Emotionally fucking immature people falling in love, they're like, drop everything for me right now because this is like, I know that I'm in love with you, and for that reason you have to let go of your life to be in love with me.
Like, straight, but like, be like, fuck you. No, but and then like, what I think it's like when maybe like he was vulnerable for the first time, right? Like, he like was never that way, and it wasn't received well. And I think that was like a breaking point for Greg, because he was like, I haven't opened up to someone in so long, and the first person I did was someone I like really cared about, and I got the worst response, whatever. And then I think all of his walls went up, and then he was just like on full on defense mode.
Oh yeah.
And he wasn't really thinking about the other person. He wasn't thinking about Katie at that point. Oh, he was just like, how do I protect myself?
Yeah,
I think he went into survival mode.
I would agree. It's not like, I mean, Jay and I were talking about this, and Jay said this was probably also because like he hasn't gotten over the death of his father, which like we saw that live, which again, hot take, The Bachelorette should not project such vulnerable moments, because we're finding entertainment out of the fact that this man is crying over his fucking dad.
I know. There's so many times when I'm like, I shouldn't be listening to this conversation. And I'm like, all of America is listening to this conversation, but we shouldn't be. We like really shouldn't.
Absolutely not. Like when Matt was talking to his dad, that's another whole thing.
That crossed too many lines for me. I like had to fast forward that. I was like, I can't.
This is a private moment. Like,
they're meeting for the first time in so long on fucking The Bachelor.
God. No. That's what I'm saying. First, okay, that's just
a different can of worms.
Just like one thing. This man is in desperate need of therapy. He like is now talking about like his, like, it was just a whole lot. He really needs to like go home and like get over the death of his dad, or not get over it, but like make peace with it, and then he can be open to a fucking relationship. How is he gonna like, literally, I don't understand.
I just like, you know what's crazy to me is that like he was like ready to like get married to Katie and like get engaged to Katie, and then like, how can you just like in one conversation decide no, like, I'm not
so
going to.
Creepy. That's a whole another thing, like, that I'm like,
the fact that he can just like completely flip-flop emotions like that in one conversation is terrifying. And it's also like a big red flag. That means he's not like emotionally stable. Like, you don't go from being in love with someone and wanting to get married to being like, I can't do this anymore. I'm not happy here anymore. I'm going to leave. Like,
no,
after one conversation.
It just doesn't make sense. It's like, it almost makes you think like how many of fucking marriages in the US are literally based off of this. Like, just like someone being like so in the moment, just being like, yeah, like, I think I want to marry you. Da 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 da. Get all married.
Because like in the moment, everything feels real, right? You're like, yeah, this is it. But like,
God,
I don't know. Emotions only last for so long. Like, you have to like practically also like that's the person.
Bro, but also like this whole thing. So like the whole episode, like I almost want to say like the whole episode, I was like anticipating this fight just because like Katie's tweet on gaslighting.
Yeah.
So I was like, where is the gaslighting going to happen? And even like, I think we talked about this a little bit right before. Like, I didn't even notice it was happening, which is terrifying.
That terrifies me too, because I didn't, the word gaslighting didn't even come into my mind until I went on Twitter and I'm like, shit, was that gaslighting? Is that what gaslighting is? But apparently the definition of gaslighting is when someone like psychologically manipulates you into questioning your own reality. And so then I guess the question would be, did Greg make Katie question reality?
I think so, because like, I mean, let's be real, the amount that Greg was talking and the amount that he's talking over her,
yeah,
I don't think this woman had time to process what like really happened in her head. No. He was painting his own narrative, being like, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, like you could do better. And then she'll say something, he'll be like, no, but you didn't do that, you actually did this, like this is how you feel.
Yeah, he was straight up like almost like scolding her, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a conversation, it was more of like Elektra being like, you failed me in ABC ways.
Oh my gosh, exactly.
And because of that, I am now unhappy, and because I am unhappy with one conversation, I'm out. That blows my mind. Like, you're ready to marry someone and you can't even try to understand where they were coming from. Just like,
bro,
give it like one go, just one chance for her to explain. Exactly. You don't need to give a second, just one.
It was like almost like overwhelming, because I was like, whoa, like, is he got, like, is that what really happened? Then I thought back and I was like, she didn't respond, but like, he's straight up telling her how she fucking feels. Like, this woman can feel on her own.
Yeah. There were just so many things wrong with it, because I think Katie didn't do a good job at, like, responding in, like, any scenario. But Greg also just did a terrible job just, like, expressing his emotions and just, like, went on more, like, berating her instead of, like, communicating. And so then it's hard to, like, I mean, I find it easier to sympathize with Katie just because I felt like she got the shorter end of the stick.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I don't think either parties handled the situation very well.
Oh, no. Yeah, definitely. Bro, but yeah. So, like, kind of segueing into, like, what we will title this episode. I know we talked about this, like, we talked about the actual situation for, like, super long. But, like, what makes, like, an emotional manipulator? Like, there's – like, I know the way that emotional manipulator, the word sounds, it means, like, it sounds almost like the person is aware that they're doing emotional manipulating.
I feel like a lot of people aren't aware. Yeah. I feel like most people are just hurt, and so then they get defensive. And then when you're defensive, you're not caring about the other person. Your main priority is protecting yourself.
Right.
And then a lot of times that comes at the cost of hurting someone else.
Exactly. I completely agree, because, like, if somebody told Greg that he's gaslighting her, he's not going to be like, oh, yeah, I was gaslighting her. I was trying to do
like
that.
I intentionally decided that I'm going to gaslight Katie. Like, I don't think his intentions were to, like, hurt Katie. I think he was just so hurt that, like, that was just his, like, reaction. And I think he got so hurt by that fact because he was, like, emotionally unstable to begin with. Like, he was vulnerable for the first time, and then just got like the worst reaction ever, and he just shut down and he never recovered.
Oh yeah, 1000%. So like, okay, so going to like segue into like the list that we have, what would make an emotional manipulator? I kind of want to like see if the, like if this fits the category of Greg.
Put just on our little therapist hats that we don't have, because we are, neither of us know anything about psychology. I took two psych classes in college.
I took zero, so definitely do not take advice from us. But this first one, bro, 1000%.
They undermine your faith in your grasp of reality. And I think this is what gaslighting is.
Yes. So, completely agree.
Yeah. I think, I guess you could say that Greg did undermine her faith, her like grasp of what happened, because he didn't even allow her the chance to process it. He was telling her, this happened. You did this. I felt this way because you did this.
Exactly.
I felt like that was kind of like the tone of the conversation. Yeah. Like, you said one thing at first that I was like, okay, this is, like, going with, like, good communication. He was just like, I think he was like, I expressed to you, like, this is how I felt, and I just, like, didn't get a reaction from you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we're starting off good. And then shit just hit the fan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, he started off with a very valid point, but it just, like, blew out of proportion. So I guess there's always a grayscale with things. I don't think anyone's like
black
like,
and
by
white
the book shitty person.
No And like, even if they are, like, whatever, like, for sure there are, but like, yeah, I don't think this person was at all, because like, also at that point, like, he I think was also dynamically painting his own picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, you hurt me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like a rabbit hole, you know, when you just like keep affirming to yourself, like, this happened. Mm-hmm. And then like, next thing you know, the person in front of you is a fucking villain.
Yeah.
You know, like, exactly. It's very
he almost like gaslit himself while
apparently
doing it.
It's lighted. I looked it up because I was like, gaslit. But they say gaslighted. People
what?
Have decided.
Gaslit
the people have sound. Spoken.
People suck. Like, gaslit sounds so much better, but okay. Right? Okay. The second one, their actions don't match with their words. Oh, the love thing. I don't think he loves her, because this woman was on knees first on the fucking gravel. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't like, hey, like, I love you. Like, please, are you okay? Or like, are you hurting yourself?
Even if you're mad at someone, like, if I was mad at someone and they were sitting on the ground next to me, I would make them sit up with me and then we would talk. Like,
yeah.
I don't know the power dynamic of someone on the ground while I'm like looking down on them when we're in a fight.
Bro.
It just feels wrong to me.
Oh, 1,000%. It literally looked like she was begging for him to stay. Like, and he was still like, whatever, fuck you, bitch. Like,
mm-hmm. And then just like stormed off.
So dramatic. So dramatic. And like, he already stormed off once. And he sat down. Like, first of all, he fucking sat down there. He didn't just dip. So he wanted her to come down and go get him.
Yeah.
And then when she comes to get him, he's like, fuck you again. Goodbye. And then
at first he was like, oh, like, why do you think I'm upset? Like, why do you think this is happening? And then, like, I feel like that's very similar to when he like, was waiting and then he, like, wanted her to come. I mean, like, let's see if you get it right this time.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's not how it was, but it definitely it came off like that.
Oh,
that probably wasn't his – I don't know. I don't want to speak for his intentions.
Now it's so toxic. Literally, I'm so upset. Okay.
Number three is they're experts at doling out guilt, and I think – there was a lot of guilt from going out.
So much.
This is going terribly. I thought like they were gonna be like, oh, he didn't do this.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No, this man is like unknowingly a expert emotional manipulator.
That's so crazy.
So terrible. Bro, they claim the role of the victim. I'm done.
Like, he literally warmed off, was like, I deserve better. And I'm like, but like,
what? You didn't let her speak. What do you mean better?
Like, you didn't give her the opportunity to give you better.
What do you want? Someone like yells in your face and is like, shut the fuck up. Be quiet and let me talk. Literally, what does he want her to do?
She's not gonna
lose her mind on fucking national television again.
She basically almost did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I feel like at the end she was like shaking.
Oh yeah. She was shaking. She locked herself in a bathroom. Like, because just she wanted to get away from the camera. It's like, how do you not – this man had a whole camera recording this entire fight. And he was like, I don't care about the rose. Like, why did you come on the show? You're looking at the damn camera and doing this for the camera. Like,
I know. And, like, I get, like, maybe he came on the show being like, whatever. And then, like, he ended up having a lot deeper feelings for Katie than anticipated. But, like, even if that does happen – it is your responsibility as someone on the show to be like, I'm on a TV show.
That's literally.
Like, whatever happens after happens after. But at the moment, I'm on a TV show.
Why would they even, like, why would producers even give her a paycheck if she leaves early? Like, she's going to forego a fucking paycheck for you? Like, I know we're at the end of the show, but, like, there's still two episodes. There's still, like, the whole, like, she needs the whole marriage, the whole thing, the ring bearer's fucking salary, whatever. Like, every ring bearer. I don't understand. Whatever. They have to put this whole mandap, whatever, not mandap. What is it called in English? Like, what a podium where they get married. This is all expenses that need to be paid for, contingent on the bachelorette being there. Like,
yeah. Like, and also, like, they have to have a certain number of episodes being put out.
Oh, exactly.
Like it's a season. Like, their audience expects this much. Like, they have to give out that much. Why do you think they replaced Claire in the middle? Because they couldn't just end the season after three episodes. They needed to make it to the end. So they're like, okay, we bring out another.
This is what I'm saying. Like, it's not about love. Like, as much as they advertise the show to be about love, none of these fucking shows are about finding
love. What reality TV show prioritizes love? Like, can we just process that practically? Like, reality TV is for entertainment for bored-ass people. Bored-ass people will find entertainment whether you find love or not. Producers don't care.
Yeah.
Like, happy ending, awesome. Sad ending, awesome.
Great.
Don't care. We make money. People are entertained. They watch. We make money. That's like, it sucks. Like, yeah, but that's the show. That's the reality of things. Let's not forget reality.
Bro, and he was like, he stayed stressing her out the entire fucking season. That she was always like going to him being like, hey, I know this is hard on you. Don't worry though. Like, just hold on for me. Just hold on for me. She's done this the entire show.
And I feel like because of that, it was so evident that she really, really, really liked Greg because she never said, like, just hold on for me to anyone else, even the other guys that she liked.
Exactly. Like, it literally, like, she was giving him the fucking end rose, the final rose. But, like, it just doesn't sit well with me that he was like, fuck the show. But, like, you're also on the show. Now you're fucking blacklisted by ABC. Good job.
I think the part of it that terrifies me the most is, like, how quickly it changed.
He switched.
And that just, like, terrifies me. And I'm like, I really – that must have a terrible judgment of character. Because I thought you were a good person.
Bro, that's literally – yeah, I swear to God. And, like, I mean, all of these – sorry. I know we want to get through this list, but, like, it's – they're all
very similar. Like, the last two are – they are too much too soon. And I think, like, Greg's, like – let me just emotionally dump my entire heart out to you right now. Could have also been overwhelming for Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Also, that's a lot to process all at once.
Bro.
That was probably a lot for him to process to even say, but then imagine receiving that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give people a moment.
Oh, 1,000%. Like, of course, like, maybe I really think her silence was just because she was thinking, which...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she should have said something better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 100%. I still love stand looking by that.
At you. Like,
Katie could have done better, like 100%. But you also have to try to empathize with someone if you want to move on from it. Like, they made a mistake. Yeah. We've established that. But let's try to understand why they did it. So then in the future, we can try to address that.
If this is really about love, like, you're going to wait until they're, like, okay in the head.
Yeah. Because, like, if this was, like, if you were thinking long term, being like, this is my person.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I want to marry. If you have a fight... Like, yeah, acknowledge whoever made the mistake, like, whatever, like, that's fine. But you're not going to hold that against them. You're going to be like, okay, look, like, this hurt me, but, like, how can we fix this in the future? Because this can't happen again.
Again. I think, like, we've established that he's in deep infatuation with her. And, like,
I think maybe I feel like he actually does have probably, like, real feelings for it. It's just that he's not ready to have those feelings.
Yeah.
There's just so much he needs to deal with on his own before it can even be, like, viable to have a long-term relationship.
Oh, 1,000%. I think the love he feels is not, like, a partner love. It's, like, a parental love.
Mm-hmm.
That he's, like, I love you because I know you'll care for me. Like, which she has the entire show. So I can understand, like, why he would be coming at it with that angle, because she's literally, like, always been, like, hey, just stick around for me. Hey, you're going to be okay. Like, and so now he's like, you are the person that looks out for me. Like, do it long term. Be my parent. Feel the hole in my heart. Which that hole should not be filled. That hole was your father. Like, that's another fucking whole thing.
you can't expect your partner to fill the hole that was made by your parent, you know? Like, no one else can be your father.
Yeah.
Your father is your father, and I'm so sorry that he passed away. That's terrible. Yeah,
exactly.
But, like, no one else is going to fill that hole. You're just going to have to make your peace with mm-hmm. it. Like, at some point, everyone has to.
Oh, yeah. And out of respect for him, like, why would you mm-hmm. want anyone to fill
yeah.
that role? Like,
I don't,
whatever.
I don't.
That man, I was, like, Team Greg until he went into that room.
Yeah. Even at the night when he was, like, getting, like, really, like, angsty when they had, like, that conversation in the dark.
It was scary,
like,
yeah.
I was like, this is getting weird, but I was still very much Team Greg at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they had the conversation in the room, I was like, Team Katie, this is too much.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I got, like, severely just, like, triggered during that conversation. And I don't know why. Because I just don't know why.
Bro.
Like, who hurt me?
No, I totally second that. Like, I have no idea why I had, like, severe PTSD from that conversation. I was like, what is,
like,
happening?
I got super defensive for Katie watching it, and I'm like, why am I having such a strong response to this?
It's so bad too, because I was watching it with Jay, and, like, I think we both put ourselves in the roles of, like, I was in Katie's shoes and he was in Greg's shoes.
Oh,
and,
no.
Like, bro, it was bad. Like, we were actually, like, arguing a little bit about it. But then we were like – and then he was like, wait, Greg, like, bro needed to not come with an agenda. Like, and I was like, this is what I'm saying. Then we both snapped out of it. They were like, whoa, this isn't us. These are two, like, very different individuals who, like, don't understand, like, the full meaning of love yet, which whatever, like, they will eventually. But, like – it just, like, it, I think it triggered everybody. Like,
yeah, I think it's just a generally triggering thing, because I think it is normal to kind of, like, place yourself into the situation of the person who's closest to you. And usually, like, women place themselves in women's shoes. Men place themselves in the men's shoes. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the whole internet was triggered.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's so divided. Like, I've seen, like, 50-50, like, Team Greg, Team Katie shit. I'm like, first of all, there shouldn't be teams.
No.
First of all, there should be no teams.
My bad, yeah.
I know, this whole time I was, like, Team Greg to Team Katie, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, this is two people who had a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's – we're who are
broadcasting.
They're not even our friends. Like, yeah, choose your friend side, whatever. But, like, we're not even friends.
Yeah.
We're just watching a show.
That's like a – yeah, exactly. It comes back to the damn show. So it's the fucking show. Everyone needs to chill out.
New title, The Bachelorette Sucks. No, but I love it.
Sucks.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Same. Literally, like –
But it is a guilty pleasure, because I know it's not beneficial to anyone other than me watching it.
They're also exploiting everybody on that damn show for a fucking –
And then you also don't know how shit is edited.
No.
You never know what the actual shit was. You don't
That's know. So right. I completely agree. But yeah, no, it just, like, was a chaotic episode. I know we went insanely over the time that we've now set for our shorter episodes. Just because we clearly have so much to say. So much to say. Oh, man. But I'm glad we got it off of our chest. Now I feel like I've talked about it enough.
Yeah.
Not like we
I feel like I can move on
this.
Now.
Yeah. Like, like, we've got the group chat to text about this. We've got our own people to text about this.
We're it's different about it texting, online. Though. I need to, like, literally, like, rant about it, you know?
It helped process a lot of what happened. And also helped us process the fact that we were personally triggered by this for whatever reason it may be. But
I think it was just triggering to see, like, emotions being used against you.
Oh,
I think that's the only triggering part, because I don't think I was ever, like, personally, like, manipulated like this. I don't think that was the case.
Yeah.
But it's still triggering.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But okay, side note, as we end this episode, I've been watching Fuckboy Island, but they literally do not say fuck on that show. So the entire
time – Do they call it F-Boy Island?
That's what – it's just so cringy for whatever.
Wait, I haven't seen it, but I want to.
It's a good show. Really, it will literally make you want to smack everybody. Like, mm-hmm. it'll just be like, are you fucking kidding me? But
I think I would do what the premise of the show is that, like, the girls have to figure out who's a fuckboy.
Yeah. Like, there's 12 of each. And, like,
People are, like, assigned fuckboy, not fuckboy.
Yeah. They come in, they cast themselves in, like, the sense of, like, hey, I'm a fuckboy. Here are some stories I had.
I don't think I would trust anyone who labels themselves on their own as not a fuckboy.
Seems like a red flag to
me. You know?
Interesting. I'd be like,
you're a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Like my instant thing is like, fuck you. You're a fuckboy.
Fuckboy until proven not. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, guilty until proven innocent.
In this case, yes.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Statistics speak otherwise.
But you need to watch the show. Like, it's
hilarious. I think I would do poorly on the show.
Oh, I would do so poorly. But, like,
clearly I have a terrible judge of character. After the past two people I've rooted for, I'm not good. I'm not good at this.
Oh, same. Also, spoiler ahead for F-Boy Island, whatever, a show. There's a brown guy in the show. What do you think he is?
Rohan.
No, not his name. Fuckboy or nice guy?
Fuckboy.
Yeah, there's no question. Like, I literally was like, why would a brown guy be on the show for any other reason?
Yeah, like, literally.
It was so funny.
Oh, I think you were asking me to, like, guess his, like, profile.
No, but, like, there was a brown guy on the show. There's only, like, obviously one.
Fuckboy. I didn't even think twice about it.
No. It was like, you think some nice brown boy is going to be like, yeah, let's register myself for a reality TV show. Like, no. He's definitely like.
The only nice brown boy I've ever seen on a reality TV show was on The Circle. It was one guy. It was on season one. There was a brown guy. I forget his name. But he joined because, like, the premise of The Circle is that you can either catfish or you can't, and you just try to, like, gain the most, like, popularity on their, like, little circle, social media, whatever. He wanted to prove that you can be, like, authentically yourself and not have to, like put on a face to get popular on social media.
Did he do any good?
He was one of the finalists.
Okay, yeah. Brown guy. Cool. No, yeah. This one, I, like, had no question. Like, that is, like, you're going to see that man whenever you watch the show and be like, yep, fuckboy. I didn't even give you anything away. Like, most of our audience is brown, so, like, they're going to understand. Yeah, that's just, like, why would a brown guy that's not a fuckboy go on a reality TV show?
So, did you say, like, they approach themselves being like, I'm a fuckboy, or, like, I'm not a fuckboy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I'm a nice guy is what they call it.
If anyone calls themselves a nice guy, that's a red flag for me.
That's fucking cringy. I have a feeling you're going to be all weird.
Oh, I'm a nice guy. I'm like, you're probably emotionally manipulative. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who self-proclaims nice guy, bad vibes.
Bro, you're going to see one man that you're like, oh my God, this is like textbook, like, whatever Jay has told us about fuckboy behavior. Mm. Like, literally, you can listen back to our episodes and be like, yep. Tick, yes to all of the questions we asked or whether or not this is a fuckboy.
What? But at least that means our episodes did something. At least they were truthful.
Bro, that's okay. You're so right. Because it was dead on. Like, I literally was like, I was watching OJ and I was like, what? Like, every time he would do something, I'd be like, bro, you literally, he's like, I am telling you. And I was like, what, do you read a manual? Like, how do you fuckboy? Like, what the fuck? Like, where are you buying?
Let's do an episode, how to be a fuckboy.
Bro, I literally, like, I had to deliver this joke. What, are you buying these books from Barnes and Noble? Sorry, I got, no, never mind. I
gave you a Katie response.
Slow response. I just love looking at you. Oh God. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Clearly, I'm losing my mind. But
I think it's time to call it a wrap.
Oh man. Okay, you guys. As always, it was great chatting with y'all. Sorry for making another episode about the damn Bachelorette, but
It's what my life has become these days. Work, gym, bachelorette. That's repeat.
Repeat. But cool. And then I'll let Bub do the outro that she's yes. I was gonna try, but I was like, you just have it on blast. Like, it's amazing.
I'm ready. Oh no, now I'm nervous. As always, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to drop us a rating and a comment. God damn it, I'm nervous. Our social medias are going to be in the description. Follow us.
That's all. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.